Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, did you know that there is a Dungeons & Dragons show here on the Frog Pants Network? It happens every Sunday live at 4 p.m. Mountain Time at frogpants.tv or twitch.tv/frogpants, however you get there. But you can also get it in podcast form if you'd rather just listen to it. It's also on YouTube. Anyway, check out There Will Be Dungeons right here on the Frog Pants Network. At therewillbedungeons.com.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 234. It is February 10th, and it is 2020. Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the BOOP show. That's right. Boop stands for, like, you know, a little video game sound. Boop. Like in the, you know, getting poked in the nose kind of deal there.
Little boop.
Yep. This is all true. Welcome to the show, everybody. We are happy to be here. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Dunaway. Hello, Brian Dunaway.
Oh, hi, Scott Johnson.
I just had tacos. And I'm still got a little beef in the teeth.
Oh, you got a little beef with the taco, do you?
Yeah. It's a good taco. It's a good taco. They make a fine taco over at Zhao Fusion China Mexican Yum Yum.
Yum, Mexican Yum Yum? Is that what it's called?
It's called Zhao, and I don't know. Right. I don't know. I'm making the rest of it up, but it's very,
I like
very
Mexican
good.
Yum Yum, though. That sounds like the place I want to go.
Yeah, it sounds good. Anyway, so I'm full of tacos and Coke Zero and water, and I went to the gym also, so I'm a little shaky and a little weird today. Right. But, hey.
Full of tacos and exercise.
That's right. Seems like a bad combo. Actually, they're healthy tacos, like with all this, like, cabbage and a bunch of stuff. Not your typical Taco Bell.
There's a lot of healthy stuff, you know, like cabbage, Brian. You know, cabbage, the superfood of of leafiness. Cabbage.
A little kimchi on there, though. That's good for your guts.
Oh, God. Kimchi is so good. But, man, I definitely would not want to eat no kimchi and then go exercise. That stuff is
we had to do
toxic to my intestines.
We ate it on the way home. But there was a guy on the bike, like the recumbent bike thing, who was just cracking off one fart after the other. Just could not stop farting, that guy.
And I don't blame anybody. Sometimes I go for a walk just to make things move. So, you know.
Yeah, but this guy is sitting in the corner of the gym, right in the, there's a turn for the track where people are doing like a walking track. He's like right there.
Right.
He looks like this big, handsome, buffed out, regular gym guy. And he's just with every turn of that wheel is dropping a bomb. It's not good. Yeah, it's not good.
It's got to go somewhere, Scott.
Yeah, why not my face as I walk by? Why not?
Right. Why not?
Now this. We talk about video games here on the show, and today, well, damn it, there's no difference between that and today. Today we do the same. it's happening. Now, you may remember a long time ago here on the show, I think. It's been a long time. How long ago?
It has been a long time.
I don't remember when I told people this, but I talked about a game called Stone Shard, and for those who paid close attention to what the heck that was, Stone Shard was this game that wasn't even really a game yet. It was more of
it's like a prologue, right? Isn't that what they do now?
Yeah, it's like a prologue to a game. It was like a little intro piece of the game where you were in a prison. You're a little 16-bit looking dude, bearded little old man guy, and you're in the prison, and it was all voiced, and he was all, oh, prison is hard. I hate prison, you know? And then they have...
That's some good dialogue there. Yeah. All right, so I'm in the prison, right? Yeah. All right, so what should I say?
Yeah.
Prison's
bad.
Hard.
Prison bad prison.
Prison's bad. A lot of farts.
Yeah, a lot of farts. And no one there to remind you to not fart. Anyway, and then there's nothing in there. It's just you shackled, and you get out, and you can kind of bumble around and do some stuff. Well, in this game, that scenario is there still. You start in this prison, and then you're trying to get yourself out of there. And you do that slowly through kind of figuring out the mechanics of the game. It is a turn-based combat type of affair. And pretty much everything you do in the game takes a turn. So if it's movement and no one else is around, it just feels real time, like you're just moving. But really, those count as turns. So if it takes, like, let's say it takes 8 turns to heal something, you could walk 8 feet and you might heal then because it took 8 turns to get there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And when I've played this before as well.
Yeah, I think you played the prologue. Yeah. We talked about it.
Yeah, I did.
Well, now it's out in full, early access still, but this is the full game. No longer a prologue. It is the actual game. I think it's on sale for like $13 or something.
Oh, that's
Steam.
Cheap.
Yeah.
I'm giving it away.
I snapped it up because I'm into this sort of thing. And the way it's described is a tiny bit confusing because it's kind of an open world roguelike. But the roguelike part hasn't shown its face to me yet. I haven't died yet. And it has a very unforgiving save system where you can only save in very specific places. And if you've got to go somewhere, you're just screwed. You lose all your progress. So you better find the save spot and save. Now, there was a patch today that maybe gave you more save spots. So maybe they're pulling back on that a little bit. But, oh, geez, Louises. You all right over there? What happened over there?
Is everything fine? My poster fell.
It was a poster? Okay.
Yeah.
You sound so dour about it. Like,
right. I was like, oh, my God, what was that?
Yeah, that was scary. You get block picks. You can break in and out of cages and stuff and treasure chests. You get the loot out of there. So you got different weapons and armor. Every playthrough, it appears, because I did it twice in a row.
I noticed you're hopping along right now. You're kind of almost floating above the floor.
Yeah, your dude does not move like you would expect a dude to move.
Right, like legs moving. It's more like
a paper doll or something.
Like a paper doll, kind of like a South Park style, right?
Yeah, a little bit like that, except you get the sense that, because the world's pretty detailed. Like, everything around it is super detailed. I think the animation was like left a little bit loopy like that because maybe it was too hard or too much work to do it the other way. I don't know. It's hard for me to say. Maybe it's just an aesthetic.
I can't be doing no extra animations.
I mean, it could just be it could be an aesthetic choice. I don't know, but
it is.
The drops that you get out of breaking things or opening things or searching bodies or whatever, all is random. So it's never the same run through twice, which I guess is part of the roguelike thing. You can see right now he's fighting a dude. Early on, you have no real bonus abilities to do much other than some basic combat. But eventually it opens up and you get all sorts of abilities that you can train up as you level up. Those kind of RPG things are there. It's hard. No fight is simple. Nothing seems like a given. You have a limited inventory, so you got to be careful about what you're carrying around with you. It has identification scrolls like Diablo 1 and 2 did. And other games have it still, like Path of Exile still does identification scrolls. And so there's some of that, you know, where it's like, oh, I picked up a sword. It says it's magical, but it doesn't know why or what's magical about it. So if you get a scroll, you can identify the sword. Now suddenly you have the abilities that you didn't have before. I have not made it out to the big open areas, which are like forests and stuff. And you can cut down trees and use that wood for stuff and other things. So I don't know what that's like yet. And I also don't know what the restart looks like. If I die, I don't know what happens yet because I haven't died yet. I've come close, but I haven't perished. Normally, a roguelike has the kind of loop where you're like, oh, okay, here are the 12 things I do in this game. And then when I die, I know what's ahead of me. But it just keeps opening up bigger and bigger. It just keeps getting larger. And so now I don't know at what point it gets so big that it's just like, oh my gosh, if I die now, I have to start in that prison again. Are you freaking kidding me? So I just don't know.
I'm going back.
I just don't know if you do or you don't. But I'm going to keep playing and figure it out. I think it's very cool so far. The dialogue's awesome. The interaction between characters is great. The VO is really good. It's a kind of Darkest Dungeon kind of attitude where it's just sort of, yes, the scourge upon this land has made it so I shall rise up and stick the thing in the deal. You know, it's like that sort of thing.
I still stick the stone in the shard.
That's right. Stone sharding. And then, there's also a pretty complex.
Stone sharding.
There's a pretty complex damage system. So if you get hurt, you can like splint your leg. Healing salve on it. Takes a few turns for the splint to do anything, you know, for the healing to take place. So a lot of really deep systems for a game that's, you know, on the surface looks kind of simple. But I'm so far really impressed with it. I think it's got huge potential, and I'm going to keep at it. And it has a nice review on Steam. People seem to like it. I feel like I've never got enough room for the cool weapons it keeps giving me. Oh, you can also just kind of be whatever you want to be. You can sort of build a character out as time goes on. So you're not limited to being, you know, a warrior or a wizard or a whatever. You can kind of be a mix, or you can go hard and, you know, be nothing but a wizard or nothing but a warrior if you want. But I've got like a combination of sort of warrior slash wizard stuff going on. So I'm doing some fire spells, but I'm also hitting with an axe and a shield, and it's all going well. I like it a lot.
I like this. I'm interested in getting back into this myself, and I'm watching, and man, yeah, you're like this character, whoever this is looting the crap out of stuff. They've got all kinds of equipment.
Oh yeah.
We're going to stick all that in.
Tons of loot, but hard choices about what to keep.
Right. I like that.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, well shit, I guess I can't, there's no room for this sword. So what do I do?
Yeah, because the sword, because it's like it's based in a grid system, and a sword takes up visually so many grids as well, right? So many blocks.
Yeah, it takes up a bigger block because it's a two-handed sword. Well, it depends on the swords.
Right.
A single-handed sword's like, I think, three blocks. But it's, you know, right, your typical Nintendo.
That's what I was thinking. That's how Nintendo used to do it. Like, you want to deal with megabytes? Nah, we're going to do blocks.
Yeah, it is a little like that now that you say it. But it's like Diablo. It's like this sword's taller than the other one, so a two-handed sword is going to take up more space. Probably more like Path of Exile, honestly, because the way they do that is I never feel like I have enough room in Path of Exile. It sucks.
Right,
I hate that. But a lot of people like that kind of inventory management. This has a bit of it, but I don't think it's too in your face. It's not so bad. To learn new abilities, to buy new abilities, you don't just get them for leveling up. You go and you find books like tomes.
Oh,
and when you
see,
find
like
a tome
that.
Of like, you know, flame or whatever, you can learn a powerful flame spell. And then when you do that, you can then go buy that spell in your talent tree. And you'll see that others are locked. And the reason they're locked is you have yet to find the books that unlock those abilities. So it's kind of got a weird combination of skill tree and find the thing you need tree.
Right.
It's cool though. I'm into it. And
I like it.
It's scratching an itch that I always have. I always have this itch. This game is scratching it. And again, it is called Stone Shard, currently on PC early access on Steam. I don't know where it's headed. If it's coming to other places, I don't know. They haven't said.
I'll be honest with you. I've looked at the interface and I've played the prologue. I don't think I'd want to play this on anything other than a PC because there's a lot of little components, a lot of little bits and bytes of clicking in this and that. And ooh.
Yeah, very, very mouse and keyboard centric, I would say, for sure.
Yeah, I would hate to do this like on a console, or not saying you can't, because Minecraft has done it. You know, Minecraft has a lot of clicky clickies. They found a way to go to mobile and everywhere else, but
It probably can be done, but I get the feeling from reading the updates and the roadmap and all that these guys have together that their goal is to just really crank it on PC, make sure it's what they want there first, and if something else happens because they sell a bunch or whatever, then that'll come in
baby
time.
Baby steps.
You also have to avoid traps. Traps are fun.
Anyway,
there you
don't
go.
Don't lie.
Stone Shard, available now. Tell me about the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance Tactics on the Switch.
That's a mouthful, right? The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance Tactics. If you haven't watched the Netflix series based on the original 80s film, the Netflix has the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance. And now I purchased this on the Switch, but I believe it's also available on the PS4, maybe the Xbox, and the PC. And it's a tactical game. It's a real-time strategy game. But this time, you get to play...
It's more turn-based, right? Not real-time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's real-time strategy still. But it is turn-based. It is turn-based.
Yeah, it'd be turn-based, because real-time means everybody's moving all the time. This thing's like...
Right. Well, some of it... You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Would I say real-time strategy?
Oh, I'm always right.
Turn-based strategy is what I meant to say. I did say real-time strategy.
You did.
Whatever.
That's all right.
You're right. It is turn-based. Anywho. All right. So you're Gelfling, right?
Yeah.
You know the Gelflings.
Gelflings.
They're kind of like
elf-like
elves. Things.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And they're and if you're a guy, you can't fly, but the girl Gelflings do. And that comes into play in Tactics. You're trying to... Did you watch the series on Netflix before getting any
further? I did. It's very good. I love that
series. I'm trying to think of anything I'm going to say is going to spoil the story, but I don't think so because they lay it out pretty quickly, even in the story on Netflix. Basically, what's going on is the Skeksis are using the Dark Crystal, and they are creating the darkening that's happening around the world. I think that's an after effect of what they're really doing, which is sucking the life out of Gelflings.
Yeah, they're bastards.
As well as the... They're bastards. Yeah. Absolutely. They're the Chamberlain, he walks around and does his little evil things. Yeah. But anyway, they're bad.
We did a film sack of the movie, and then more recently the Netflix show was, we watched it here as a family, and we loved that thing. It was great.
Right.
Yeah.
Love it so much. Okay. So, the thing is, you're Gelfling and you watch your love, your name is Ryan, and you watch your love get, wiped out. And then, you've got to convince everybody that you didn't do it and that the Skeksis are the bad guys. Mm-hmm. So in this part of the story, no one knows the Skeksis are bad. You got to convince them.
Oh.
You got to do that by fighting. First of all, you're mostly fighting your own Gelflings. That's what's mostly going on.
Yeah, because in this original, in the story, the Gelf, or unlike the movie where it's very clear that the Skeksis are dicks.
Right,
in this
right.
thing, this is, they this still think before, that they're like their saviors or like their... I don't know.
Yeah. This was an age of resistance.
Yeah.
This is when the Gelflings first discovered that the Skeksis were bad on the world of Thra. And Agra came down and said, go forth and all that lore. All right. So you're looking at the Chamberlain right now. Mm-hmm. He comes in and he makes a couple little noises. And by the way, fighting other Gelflings, they're pretty evenly matched most of the time. Fighting those Skeksis, those guys are bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that?
Oh,
yeah.
You can.
So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you can totally say it. You can call them bastards every day, once a day. Go for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're always trying to pull Obi-Wan and get the high ground in this game. So you'll notice a lot of the levels are made so that your characters can jump up on platforms. Like the one you're watching now, you jump on like little areas where the light is so that you can get a little bit of advantage and give the other person a disadvantage. You have several classes you can play, as you would expect. And each Gelfling clan has... which I think there's like, is there like four different clans, I believe? I can't remember.
In the show, there is like four clans, yes.
I think there's four clans, and each clan has its own little perk. Mm-hmm. And so as you go along, it's just you at first, and it's a party of one. And then as you go along, when you defeat a Gelfling enemy, you don't actually kill them, you recruit them.
Mm.
So, yeah, and so then they get added to your party. And you can choose one of those, and as you go along and level up, you can make your own parties and go to each challenge. I think there's over 50 challenges in this game. I think I covered about 10 or so. I've played around 4 hours so far, so I still got a little way to go.
Sure, sure.
I still got a little way to go.
Let me ask you this: does it feel? It looks yes. just on the surface. I feel like I'm watching video from an old Final Fantasy Tactics game. Is it like that?
That would be a good comparison.
Okay.
I think that
fair enough, because those games are cool. I like those.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it absolutely. And there's a lot of strategy going on here. You have to make a lot of... You're actually watching me play very slowly. Now, I watched a guy speedrun this thing, kind of speedrun it. He was like whipping around, and I'm like, man, you're smart.
There's always somebody like that. Those people drive me up a freaking wall because it makes me feel like I'm an idiot. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, I get on my Gelfling like 20 times and go, oh, if I click him, I can move 3 tiles this way. Mm-hmm. All right, what can this guy do? Oh, he can move 2 tiles this way.
Yeah.
And I have to check back constantly, checking what the enemy can do. I'm really slow at these kind of games. But I have fun. I like the strategy games.
I do too. Huge fan of this kind of thing. So this is actually...
Yeah, but...
this is of interest to me, but I was worried about the IP just because, I don't know, it's weird. It's like a tactics game in the freaking Dark Crystal universe. Like, I don't know. It's something weird about
that. Yeah. There's ways that... And I haven't been able to totally nail it, but there's ways that it fails and ways that it succeeds. And I've been trying to pinpoint exactly all my dissatisfaction. Like I said, I've only played it for 4 hours so far, so I can't. This is more of a first impressions look.
It's a nice long game. That's a good play, though. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's a good long play, but considering it took me it's probably at least an hour to figure out. Okay, so like this battle you're watching now, it took me way too long because I actually died the first couple of times. I wasn't sure exactly what they wanted because they were sending me all these mixed messages. Like, it's like, oh, we need to escape And I'm like, okay, we need to escape. And so I tried to do that, got killed. Because I try to make most of my moves trying to get to the exit.
Of course.
And then I said, well, maybe I'm supposed to fight everybody. So then I changed my strategy after losing the first time. And I said, okay, I'm gonna do like I said, I'm gonna take the high ground. So I tried to get my guys in the high ground, I still couldn't do it. Yep. And so like my third time, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do a little bit of both. So I fought as I ran, and that finally worked. So like I said, there's like the story was kind of telling me two different things. It was like, you gotta run, and it's like, but you gotta fight too. And I didn't understand which characters were supposed to survive either when I first started playing. Mm-hmm. But at least one of your party has to escape. And so I finally started figuring it out. So I got past this part. And but the Skeksis are, like I said, they're bastards. And I couldn't beat them at all. I tried to hang around and beat them a couple of times. Like this is very, very early on in the game, actually. Mm-hmm. And you don't face these guys again for a while. Usually you go on a couple of different missions, mostly chasing after other Gelflings, trying to get them and convince them that everything is good. And sometimes the Gelflings fight each other. So there's actually, since there's four clans, there's different factions, you may get involved in a three-way Mexican standoff where it's like, yeah. Oh no, this clan wants me, but they want me for different reasons than this clan. And so they'll start fighting each other, and you have to find your in the right position to fight these guys. So a lot of strategy going on.
Interesting. I think this looks better than I thought it was going to look. It looks pretty neat.
Yeah, so far it's kept my interest, and I'm still playing. I can't say if I'm going to get exhausted from the grind. We're going to find out.
Yeah, there's always, these games always have a little grind.
Yeah, and
right?
$20.
Not bad.
For this on the Switch. I felt reasonable.
I just, I don't know. I can't tell.
The thing that worried me, though, is I went to how long to beat. Now, this just came out like the 4th or something, like in the last couple of weeks. It's real recent. But I went to how long to beat, and no one has posted any how long to beat hours. So usually that means either the game is selling abysmally and no one's really playing it, or I don't know. Usually that's the answer. Usually it's not doing well. So I don't know. I don't know. Because I know I watched a scrub through a YouTube video of somebody playing about 9 hours.
Oh, geez.
And, but they were trucking it.
Yeah, they were hauling A. I don't know. Nine, 10 hours is a pretty good run for a game like this.
Right. They were, let's put it this way. I had played 2 hours when I went and did this scrub. Yeah. It took him 20 minutes to do what it took me 2 hours to do.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, that's what I said. Whew, I'm on the wrong end of that right. curve.
All right. Well, I believe in your ability to catch up. So go for that, and we'll see how it goes for you. Again, that game is The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance Tactics.
Tactics.
They like them tactics. All right. Let me talk to you a bit about a weird thing, almost tactical in its nature, although a little bit different, but from one of the original names known in the world of tactics, and that is Might and Magic. Now, do you remember Might and Magic 3? One of the greatest PC games of all time, way back in the day, like, I don't know, 98 or 97 or something. It was a long time ago. It's very good. Well, the Might and Magic, Heroes of Might and Magic, all those spinoffs and everything else. Those were very popular games on PC for a long time. They were bounced around by different owners. Eventually, I want to say it was Ubisoft who picked them up, and they currently own that property and that name. And there's a couple of Might and Magic things floating around on mobile and some stuff like that. None of them are all that exciting. However, out of nowhere, I didn't see this coming. On PC, iOS, and Android, they released Might and Magic Royale. And you might go, ooh, another Royale game.
Is it kind of late to grab upon the Royale name? Is it kind of late in the game to do that?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you have 100 players, it's just the only way you can do it now.
Right, like, right.
What else are you going to call it? Like 100
extraordinaire
100
large gathering
deal, a deal of 100 players. I don't know. Well, so this is the game. It's like Dota Underlords or Teamfight Tactics from your folks over there at the Riot Games. It's like
I like how it looks.
It's what's their names? The Battlegrounds mode in Hearthstone. It's one of those auto chess. The actual auto chess mod on Dota that went on to be its own thing, and now you can buy auto chess in various places. It's one of those games, all right? Now, what makes it unique or different is that, well, A, it's set in the Might and Magic universe, which, again, your mileage may vary in terms of how much you care about that. But the same idea applies. You got certain abilities, certain characters, certain powers. You put them out on the board, and then you have your characters auto fight one of your opponents. And it's actual human players. And if you win, you move on to the next round and you keep going and building up your dudes, get more XP, so on and so forth. Now, as you can see on the screen, there are 100 people to start this thing.
And that is a lot of might and magic.
Yep, and you might say to yourself, that's too many people. And I would say, it turns out, it's not too many people. So the way this game works it is they have a hit point system, and there are basically three strikes and you're out is the rule. The first game, nobody loses any points. So your first round, you just fight it out, and if you lose, it's okay. If you win, it doesn't give you any benefit. You just sort of don't lose. But your second round and forward, anytime you lose one of the rounds, you lose a hit point. And again, you have three hit points. Once you've lost your third one, you're out of the running. You're just off the game. You start with 100 people. You whittle it down to one left, and that's the grand champion of the entire thing. Now, why that seems crazy but actually works is I've never had a game go longer than like 12 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
That's crazy because your typical like Dota Underworlds games can take like 40 minutes to play.
Yeah.
And that's only 8 players. Like they just have a longer gameplay loop in those games. And this just has whittled it down to still feeling like the battle part is just like all those other games. But the war is happening in real time across the 100 players. So they're always fighting. And right. Someone's always winning or losing. And I have gotten in 99th place twice now.
Nice.
Or not to say second place. So 99th. There were 99 people dead. Or no.
Right,
sorry.
Right. No, there's 98 people dead.
Yeah, 98 people were dead. And it was just me and the final opponent. And in both cases, I got all the way to the end and then lost to that one dude. So it really bummed me out. But
there's always somebody better.
It's really fun. I can't believe I'm saying this because I went into this going, well, this is going to be shovelware like us two. Hey, me too, everybody. We can do one of these. And
yeah.
Try to straddle both the auto battler and the battle royale thing at once, and dragging up an old name like Might and Magic and trying to stick that in here and all that. I mean, I had a bad attitude about it when I started playing it on PC. I've since played it on mobile a few times as well, and it's fine on all those platforms. But I think I may have come around. I think it might be my favorite of these. I'm right. Surprised by it. I think it's because it's just. I don't know. It's just really no nonsense. Just get in.
Yeah,
play,
it looks like
you're
just hacking and slashing too. Is that what's going on?
Well,
there?
when the fighting happens, that's just happening. Like that's what
they
call an auto battle.
Set up. You do all. It's all in the setup, right?
It's all in the setup. You're trying to combine right. Heroes, like the heroes that you buy with the gold. You try to get like three of them. If you get three of the same dude, they become like a 2-star dude, and now they're much more powerful than they would have been by themselves. Mm-hmm. You can only have so many on the board at once. You pay gold to buy those new dudes. If you don't have enough gold, then tough poop. You can have, like, on this round right now, you're seeing this is the fourth round, so you can have up to, or no, he's level 4. Yeah, level 4, so he can have 4 characters on the board. So another player you fight might have not leveled up yet. They're only 3. And you can spend gold that you haven't spent on characters. You can spend that on your XP, or you can save gold for better heroes later. Like, there's a bunch of strategies to how you prepare, but the actual battling is just you plopping these dudes in strategic places on the board, and then they fight, they auto fight, they just fight each other.
Love it.
And it's pretty, I mean, it's like all those other games, and it's in a lot of ways, but it's fun, man. And I really like, it's got kind of a Tetris 99 quality to just everybody dying one by one until there's only 2 of you left. And right. Like I said, the games go from like 10 to maybe 15 minutes maximum, and that feels right. That feels good. I think it's probably just going to get a lot of people who scoff at it because, oh, great.
Yeah, underestimation, right? Because that's what I thought when I saw it. I was like, meh.
Right, that's exactly my attitude going into it. I was sure that this was going to be, like, no big deal, and I was going to just bounce off of it because it was free, and I just thought I'd try it. But I ended up really liking it, so I'm going to keep playing it. Part of it is I almost keep winning. I haven't taken first place yet, but I almost keep winning, and I never do that in those other games, so... So maybe there's like a easier path to entry here, and it's just not as complicated. Whatever the thing is, it's got a good loop to it, and it feels good. So
right. I'm so like, could me and you like hook up and play something, or is it we wouldn't play? We just it's just randomization. It's
I mean,
just like
we could get
there's 100 random people.
We could probably get in I don't know, actually, how that would work. Maybe you can.
Right.
I don't know.
It would be probably pretty unlikely that we'd battle each other anyway. So, I mean.
Yeah. It'd be right. funny, just though, curious. If you were always the last two at the end of the thing, though. That'd be pretty funny.
Right, right.
You can, oh, I forgot to mention, you can also buy these spells as you level up, and the spell shop gives you these abilities you unlock at different
Welcome
ranks.
Welcome to the spell shop.
And those spells will be like, oh, give your front line an extra 150 hit points during the start
yeah,
of the
well,
match.
Yeah, you know what I call that? I call that cheating. Well, stop cheating.
You all, everyone's got the money. They can all do the thing. Here's the thing, though. I barely buy any spells, and I still have almost won like those two times that I've only played it like four times, and the two times I got to the top, I didn't use a single spell. So
nice.
And there's always a ton of people playing. That's the other thing. No lack of players. You don't wait very long at all. There's always 100 people playing, and you just play. It's good. I like it. See, look at that. Look at that video, how they're all like disappearing.
Everything about this is just pleasing to the mind of how things are getting marked off and how the battles are taking place. It just feels like you make some decisions, you sit back, and you just watch all the razzle dazzle.
Yeah, it's pretty good that way. The character art, the little faces that come up to show your opponents, right. are a little on the like stoner kid in junior high, drew that on his desk kind of quality. They're not the like best it. Art, but the actual character art and 3D models and stuff, they look great.
I love it. I'm looking at them now, and that tree is fantastic. What is that, a green dragon? That is awesome.
Yeah, and this environment's all very nice. They have support characters, damage characters, dudes who are kind of a mix of both. You have healers.
Oh, Hydra.
Yeah, the Hydra's pretty awesome. Just cool stuff. And see the special abilities they use. All the characters have them. So it's interesting to play a game like this where the characters are not familiar. It's not like you're playing Dota and you know all these characters. These are all just random things from the Might and Magic universe. Right. Well, see, this guy did terrible.
But you probably haven't thought about in 20 years.
Totally. But anyway, it's on mobile, it's on PC, and I think Mac even. Is it?
I'd have to look. Oh, I'll tell you about Mac even later.
But I like it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I liked it. It's called Might and Magic Royale, PC, iOS, Android, available now. And a quick mention, Undermine, I talked about it months ago on the show.
Yeah.
They had a huge update. It's great. Undermine is getting better and better all the time. It's a roguelike where you go down in the underground and you do stuff and you mine stuff and you come back up and you spend on better stuff. You know the drill with these roguelikes. It's one of those, but it's worth another look if you haven't checked in a while. You got a female model now. You got a whole bunch of new items. It's just coming together, man. That thing is great.
Down with it.
All right, Brian, tell me about Nuberon, the adventure of an unlucky gnome.
I go with Nuberon, but Nuberon might be better. Oh. So the adventures of an unlucky gnome. So in this platform puzzler, which, by the way, is so exquisitely beautifully painted. I love is there really anything that you need to know other than this game is beautiful? Yeah, you need to know a few more things, but that is absolutely, I am just blown away by the artwork in this game. It is a little light on the difficulty level, but it's still, I found myself enjoying what I was doing. Mm. I never once just stopped and said, nah, this is just lame. So, all right, so you're an unlucky gnome and you've lost your hat. There's your story plot.
Wow, so that's it?
That's the whole premise. Well, okay. It starts there anyway. It starts there. So you're an unlucky gnome. That's the thing. The story's not that great. I'll tell you that right now. But you do start out and you lose your hat and you're the hero of the town. There's a little backstory there. You're the hero of the town and the town is calling upon you again, but you can't do anything because you've lost your hat and you're kind of pouting about it. You're kind of a spoilt little brat is what you are. You gnome. You stupid gnome. And he stutters some. Anyway, so the gimmick here is, and it's quite a fun gimmick. The gimmick is you get followed by a cloud very early on, and you're like, what is this little pink cloud following me for, and what does he want? Well, the pink cloud wants to help you sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes wants to help you. So as you're platforming over snails and other things, puppy dog tails, that kind of stuff, you can use your cloud to strike objects on the screen to help you solve puzzles. Mm-hmm. So that's what, were you having trouble playing that video there?
Yeah, what's that leaf? That's part of the game, isn't it?
That's part of the game.
Oh, okay.
That's part of the game. Okay. So, okay.
A lot of loading. Okay, we're there. We're now
there's a lot of loading. Was that all on my save?
That was all on your save. Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was a long one.
Scrub through all that crap then. Yeah.
What's that? All
right, so as you're going along, you're trying the New Baron or New Baron, as you had said, I believe, is a book that is blown away by your cloud when you try to learn more about the cloud. And you must collect pieces of the book as you go along to understand more about the cloud, because for all you know, this stupid cloud is following you for no good reason other than to have you know, your unlucky gnome self.
I like his art. He's cool looking.
The art is the most beautiful part of this game, as well as the music is really good too. But I'll tell you, the backgrounds, I've watched the backgrounds, the foregrounds and everywhere, and I cannot believe the width of the artwork, because I keep expecting the backgrounds to repeat, but if they have been repeated, I haven't noticed it.
Yeah.
Not even once. And so very simple platformer, though, like I said, except with the twist of the cloud. Now, the cloud will get angry at you after a while and will turn on you. So then while you're trying to do your platforming, you're also having to avoid the lightning strikes from the cloud.
When you say the cloud, you don't mean like Amazon, AWS, or freaking Microsoft.
No. I'm talking about a little pink cloud that follows you around.
Okay, good.
For no good reason.
We don't know
why.
Literal cloud, not a place to keep your data, but a real cloud in the game world is after you.
It is a moist cloud formation.
Yeah.
How's that?
I'm in on moist things. Yeah.
Right. So your first task is, besides learning how to be a platformer, you get to go talk to the great owl. You ever see The Secret of NIMH?
Yeah, I love The Secret of NIMH.
Yeah, like that owl in that?
Tell me what you want or go away. I love the
owl. You're going to like this owl then, because he looks a lot like him and I love him.
I love the great owl, dude.
Love him. Oh, so here's the cloud finally. Oh, yeah. By the way, all the little houses in the background, yeah. They got like, they're gnomish, and they're just, the whole, everything, all the design of this is just beautiful. Mm. I think they really spent
really
a lot
cool.
of time doing
yeah,
just
it
that.
It seems really cool. Look at that.
Yeah. So you got puzzles to solve, and you usually use the cloud to solve those puzzles by either striking rods and creatures to move like you fry snails lots of times, and you have to move them around so you can jump over other obstacles. Mm. I don't know who made this video, but dadgum, it keeps glitching out. What is that all about?
I don't know.
Oh, that's
you.
Right.
You did it.
I know why.
Yeah. Do you know why?
I know why, because I played this on my capture machine. So I captured it at the same time. I don't usually do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it looks
yeah,
good.
You
now.
Remember,
it's doing it. It's working.
What's
now.
That?
It's no
yeah, it's working now. Yeah. It's working now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. This game, you got this not on Steam. This came to you on what? On Switch, you said?
No. This is on Steam.
This is a Steam game. Okay.
Right. Yeah. This is a Steam game. I actually was sent a developer code. I think it's out, and I think it's around $15.
Well, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
That right there
is
not
it
bad.
It is worth a dive. I think I probably stayed in this world for at least a couple of hours. It's not a very deep. By the way, you don't want to kill those bunnies.
That's
my bad.
Why is that bad? Why no bunny?
This is bad because it gives you a guilt trip.
Oh, you
don't
want
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got like a little conscience. You don't want that.
No, I don't want that. Oh, yeah, he's sad.
No, you don't want that.
Oh, look
what's
at
that?
Him. He's like, killing animals is not fun, he says.
Yes, that's not funny. It's not cool, yo. Don't
no,
do that.
Oh, that's
don't
good.
Kill the animals.
No, that's good. He's got a good message there. Oh, he just killed another one. How does he mean to do that? Is it the cloud doing
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, I did that. Yeah, it's the cloud's doing it. I'm pulling the trigger.
So you're
I'm
on
controlling
purpose.
The cloud.
You're killing these poor animals.
I stopped.
All right.
Because he kept giving me the guilt trip.
What is that? But, what are those rabbits doing? Oh, they're licking the...
They're eating the carrots, okay. Scott.
All right.
Yeah, what's that called? Is that like the parallax effect they got going on with the cloud? With the you know the
I would call that the, parallax is what I would call.
Yeah,
that.
Parallax. That's what I said, right?
Yeah. You got the right. You got the right name. You I said what do they call that parallax effect? And you know what? I think you got it right the first time.
Yeah, I think I nailed it. Yeah. So New Baron is what is called the adventure of an unlucky gnome. If you're looking to just hang out and have fun, I'd like to have this on the Switch. I played on the PC, but I'll be honest with you, this is more of a bed game. Yeah. And by the way, the lightning is very loud in comparison to the rest of the things, so it kind of scares me every time.
Oh.
So I like every time I hit the lightning, I'm like, ah, what was that?
Get your jump scares on. All right. That's cool.
Yeah. All right. But I got this. This is the developer was kind enough to send me a code so I could play this. And I'm looking now on Steam. And it is $9.99.
No, it's not bad.
On Steam. Yeah. Oh, by the way, The new Ori is coming out.
Oh yeah, that's soon, right?
Yeah, I think to I was seeing some dates were saying like tomorrow, the 11th, but then other dates were saying in March. But I think it's being released tomorrow.
I think you might be right. Ori and the Dirty Donkey.
Will
of the Wisps.
The Will of the Wisps.
That'll be out tomorrow, it looks like, and available on Game Pass. If you have Game Pass on PC or Xbox, you can just play it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be on and the chat room is saying exactly what I saw, that it was February 11th, and they also said they said March 11th, and it's bounced back and forth, so I don't know what's going on.
Let me ask the chat room a question. So I think I may have screwed up with my Game Pass, okay? So when I signed up for it, they had the 2 months for $2 or whatever. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
When it bills me now, though, I get a bill that says, the description says 2 months for $2. But the payment is $14.99.
It's very confusing, isn't it?
So I think I'm paying for full-blown Game Pass Ultimate or whatever the name is.
Yeah, if you're paying $20, no, that's only, so that'd be $10 a month, right?
Yeah, but it should, no, because that's, well, wait, no. Because 14 is the Ultimate, right? Which gets you both Xbox and PC. What I want is the $5 PC one, and I think I'm getting something else.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting the Xbox one, which is $10. So
I'm getting both then.
So, right.
What am I doing that for? I don't need that.
Maybe you are. I don't know. That's a good question. So is it billing you every other month or every month?
Every month I'm getting billed.
Oh, $20 every month?
Well, 15, not 20, but 15.
Okay, 15. Yeah, 15. You're doing the whole, that's both for the console and the PC. That's how much that is. Yeah.
All right, game. You know what I'm going to do? Let's see. Game Pass. I'm going to not do it now, but I'm going to see how easy it is. This will be a good trick for the show, or a good test for the show. How easy is it to get... Oh, yeah, here it says right here. Thanks for subscribing to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. We're happy you're here. We've charged $2.15 to your month of Xbox Ultimate Game Pass for full breakdown. You'll be billed every month at $2.15 until you cancel. We email you ahead of time. See, I'm getting the lower deal, but why am I paying $15?
That's a good question.
Yeah, something's weird.
Something's wanky there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to him. And yeah, something's busted. I don't know what's going on. But there's a managed subscription button. Back in the old days, you remember when you had to do Xbox Live stuff? You had to call like India and talk to a dude?
Oh, geez. No,
it was bad. And they would like...
Are you sure you want to quit?
Yeah, they would ask you like 500 different ways if you're sure you want... I mean, it was really bad. You think cable ones are bad? That was the worst.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
Anyway.
Hey, have you ever gotten a 2DS and you realized that you wanted to pull forward your old 3DS account and
yes.
Nintendo
it's
ID, and then you realize that you sold that console 2 years ago and there's no way that you can transfer that to the new one?
It's a nightmare. It's horrifically bad. Yeah.
You got to get on the phone.
Yeah. What the frick is what I'm saying to that.
What the frick?
All right. Yeah, here it is. I'm looking at my Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. So can I change this? Switch plan. All right. It's doing me 14 whatevers. Yeah, what is this? Your plan will change. Da, da, da. There's no option to switch back to my $5. Something's weird.
So and you're paying that monthly. How many times you pay it? Like two months in a row?
I've done it twice, twice.
Okay, okay. So it's not
that
quarterly
big a deal.
Or nothing.
Yeah, it's not like
it is a big deal. Don't be taking my money.
No, yeah, you know what I mean, though. I mean, I should be quicker to go fix it, but... The fact that they've done it twice isn't going to kill me. I need to just fix that. That's annoying me.
Right.
How do I guess I cancel it and then re-sign up? Is that how I should do
it? I guess so. And that's what I would do. But I would might want to do some reading first. Sometimes you get screwed on the cancel thing.
Okay, this just
it's in. Like, oh, you can't get back in now, buddy. Not at the special rate.
This just in. The Ori is not out until March 11th. Now.
Right. I think that's what the chat room was saying it got pushed back. That makes me sad.
It makes me sad. Also, I have sadness about
because
it
I was
well.
Looking forward to playing that this week, but that's okay. You know, it'll give me more time to do my just to mention, GeForce Now is out of beta status and into full flow, special pricing. So I subscribe for 3 months, I believe, and I think it's going to be $5 a month for that. Mm-hmm. And how does it differ from the Stadia? If you haven't looked, the GeForce Cloud Gaming, what they have, their their Now version, is allows you to play any of your Steam games in the cloud. So if you've already purchased a game on Steam, you just sign in through their little virtual machine there, through their application, which is available for PC and Mac, and I think maybe even Linux. And you can just, so that's what I did this past week. I played some Conan Exiles on my Mac using the GeForce Now app. And I was quite pleased with my experience.
Well done. I'm always happy to hear when you like a thing, because it usually drives me to... Yeah, you bastard, by the way. Look at this.
Oh, what I did. Did you get your console controller? Did you get it?
I got the blue one. Looky, looky.
Oh, that looks good. Look at that.
Yeah, I got the... I have the... Yeah, hold yours up. Here, we'll go back to split. I got the blue case for my yellow Switch Lite, and you have the exact opposite.
You have this the opposite.
Yep. Isn't that funny? That's a riot.
I love that.
You know what? You were right, though. This is great.
It feels so much better, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's really like simple and clean and easy to hold, and to take this thing in and out is no big deal. Like, I usually hate accessories because their quality just varies so much. But this is great. I'll play Tetris 99 into the wee hours of this thing.
Oh, yeah. Into the wee hours.
Look, chat, the whole point is you got this big knobby deal on the sides. It turns it into like a 360 controller kind of in a weird way.
It does. And it feels fantastic. It's just the right. Well, I'll tell you what, don't feel good. That 2DS I have, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I forgot how big my hands were. Even on the XL, it's just like.
Now you need a new one.
Yeah, it's like, it's fine if I'm playing like with just a thumbstick and a button or so, because I can kind of lean sideways a little bit. Mm-hmm. But when I'm really getting in there with the shoulder buttons, forget about it.
Yep.
Oh, forget about it.
And then you talked me into getting one of these. So nice job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I got the wireless SNES Classic controller. All those are different brands than yours.
Best. Yeah, it's a little different. Mine looks a little different than yours. Yep.
Mine's the 8-bit dough thing, but I really like it so far. It's been awesome to
use. I
want to
get that one, too. I think I'm going to get that one as well, because I was curious about that one.
It's very good. Comes with the little, it's over there, but it comes with a little dongle, just like you were saying, a little chip that you just plug into the front. Perfect little accessory. I have another one of these somewhere that's like this style, but with two analog sticks, and I always mean to use that just to... use it, and I always forget I have it. So I may have bought this redundantly. I don't really need this, but I don't care. I got it. Well, the other ones, you know what? The other one's Bluetooth only. This one's Bluetooth, and it has that remote thing for your.
Oh, really? No, that's cool. So can you hook that up to a PC or something?
That's my understanding. I can sync this to a PC.
I like that.
I have to hold down both shoulder buttons, and then it blinks really fast.
I don't know if this one does that or not. I never actually looked.
Let's see here.
I just, because I specifically purchased it for the. For the SNES Mini.
For the Mini, yeah. Well, I'll let you know. I'm going to try it out tonight. I'll give you the word. This was a little more money than the one you got, but not much. It's like another $5 or something.
I think it's totally worth it.
I love my
SNES Mini. It's
pretty good. This 8-bit dough company is great. They have so many crazy cool controllers.
Yeah, they do.
I think I want that Sega one. Let's not do
this. You ever been to, speaking of places that we've been differently, you ever been to Lukey?
No.
Lukie, I believe is what it is. They do a lot of trades and sales on DS games and maybe other things too. But I just remembered it back in the DS days, and I went and looked to see if they were still around. They are.
Really?
Tons of games.
All right.
Tons of used games. Yeah.
Sounds all right to me. Okay, how about this? The 8-bit do M30 2.4 gigahertz wireless controller, 6-button gamepad, gaming console for Sega Genesis Mini and Mega Drive. Mini, Nintendo Switch, PC, Mac OS. This thing will work on anything.
Oh, nice.
I kind of want one.
Need it. Lukey Games is what it was. And yes, man, they got all the old school stuff.
Sorry. I'm just getting all excited about this. These look really
We call
cool.
this the part of the show where we dream. Dream big.
Yeah, dream big, baby, because you never know.
I got an original 64 system for only $64.95. It's just a little over a dollar per bit, right?
That's crazy. Crazy, I tell you. Oh, look at their SNES Pro. Oh, these are so cool. I really like their stuff. I really like their stuff. Have you looked at all their content or all the 8-bit do stuff? They make so many cool things.
I do. I go there occasionally, and I still haven't bought anything, but I'm going to buy something right now. You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to do the We need to have the Boop Shopping Network show once a week, where we just
we should
we just flash up the different things. And right now, if you ooh, 02, what is this? Oh, they got so much cool stuff here. I hate them.
Yeah, they got so many cool things. Look at these like pro controller things you can use for.
Oh, that's so cool.
These are cool alternatives to things.
Yeah.
Ooh, the SF30 Pro Controller, Windows, Mac OS, Android, Nintendo Switch gamepad. Look at that thing. It's got two analog sticks. So it's basically a SNES controller, but with analog sticks.
And where are these? They got like you get to choose which adapter you want, because it seems like some brick, like Mario brick adapters, or are those just,
I don't know what that is.
USBs. I don't know what they are. It's towards the bottom.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah,
controller compatibility. I guess it is. I guess you can choose your dongle.
My only complaint about any of these is that they're so freaking small for my hands.
Yeah, I know. That's where I use it.
They're for little Japanese hands, you know.
Little Japanese hands. I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe.
Maybe not. I want this Genesis controller.
Do it. Order right now.
I'm embarrassing myself.
Order while supplies last.
Oh, wait a minute. I just found another thing I want that they make. Oh, man. All right.
Are you showing these on screen?
No, I don't want to make everybody else want it to. I just love
make
these
them.
Things. Oh, you know what? I should be playing Devil Johnson. I should be playing the Wii Shopping music during this part of the show. Are you kidding me? Hold on.
That'd be perfect. That's exactly what we should do.
Yeah, I have that song.
Brian and Scott shop for Nintendo things.
Yeah, here you go. I'll play a little bit.
Tune in on Mondays.
No, I guess this is the Wii Sports.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's still pretty good, but isn't there a shopping? Hold on. Shop.
There's definitely a shopping. I used to love the shopping. I just leave it on for just background noise.
Let me see if I can find it. Wii Shopping.
Going someplace?
No. Do we...
Going some?
No.
Places.
No.
I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
No.
I'd love to go shopping too.
No, I can't find it. I have it here somewhere. I have the Wii Shopping.
Oh, you have to have it.
Maybe it's not a... it's M4A. No. Oh, well,
and
I
that is 8bitdo.com chat room. If you haven't been there, it is a place for us gamers to go and drool over the new 02 keychain size Bluetooth controller, which I don't want, but they look really cool.
Those are cool too. Those are rad.
Yeah.
For love like, the look, looks. Like having those, because now all this stuff syncs to your phone. Imagine syncing that to your freaking phone.
Love that.
Brian.
It's a fantastic time to be alive and be a gamer.
This is a bad time. This is bad. I should it's not
bad
be looking.
Time.
I
bad time.
I shouldn't be looking at any of this. This is all going to get me in trouble.
It's all going to get you in trouble. Oh my gosh! Look at that
tiny one with all those buttons on it.
Why didn't you get the black of that Nintendo gamepad? That is sweet looking.
I know, right? There's a black one. There's a NES version.
Yeah.
They make a mouse. Look at that mouse. It looks like a Super NES controller, but in mouse form, like it transformed.
Oh, yeah.
Look, these.
J.C. Calhoun put the shopping music in the YouTube video, I believe, in the chat room.
Thanks, dude. Let's take a look at that.
There it is.
Yeah, I need to download this after the show.
New segment.
Yep.
Brian and Scott buy crap.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good that we do this, but I want this. I want all this. Ooh, look at the yellow one. Oh, my gosh. I want the yellow one. Oh, Brian. Now, these ones with two D-pads on them. What do these do?
Yeah, I saw that. How do you manage that? Is it supposed to be two-player where you can, like, head-to-head or something? Because I was looking at that myself. I was like, how would two D-pads work?
I don't know what you would do
with
that, because two D-pads, maybe it just depends on which side you want to play on?
Maybe so, because I mean, we do it all the time with sticks, but sticks don't require the same movement type that D-pads require.
I don't know about this. Can't decide. I'm unsure.
Right.
I'm unsure.
Unsure.
Yeah. Oh, and they're... Look at that one. That's for bigger hands.
It's for giants.
Fully featured controller. Two sticks. D-pad. Good D-pads.
Good D-pads.
And these work for what? Can I find out? Oh, Windows, Switch, Mac, Android, Steam, Raspberry Pi, all of it.
All of it.
All of it.
It.
Oh, and there's a smartphone clip, and you can put your phone up in it.
I want this N30 arcade stick that I didn't know existed until like 2 seconds ago, and now I can't stop looking at it.
Look, if you're one of those guys, then they got you covered, buddy.
Oh, they got you.
All right. This has all been well and good. Amazon carries all their stuff, too, but 8bitdo.com is where I would go. You know, if they made one of these Genesis controllers with two analog sticks...
Right.
I would buy one right now. Right now.
Do it right now. Right this minute. Make it.
I wouldn't hesitate. I mean, look at this right now. Look at these. Hold on. Oh, no. These are just for the Mega Drive Mini. Hold on. Is there one that's for everything? Just a second here, folks. Hold on to your butts.
No, don't hear
this
butts.
One will work for... I have fetishized controllers over the years. I really have.
I really have as well. It's funny. I didn't think... I can't get enough controllers for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know what my problem is. All right. Well, it's good stuff. Where were we? What were we talking about?
I think we finally had just a mention, and now we were at... do we have any mail?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's do that. Oh, no. We got to play Guess My Game. I don't have a game. Yeah. I forgot to do one.
You can do mine.
All right. Let me do yours.
Or if you want to wait.
You know what? Shoot. Hold on. I have one. This is so dumb. I've gotten completely wrapped up in these controllers, and I don't even know what day it is.
I love it, though.
Okay. Hold on. What was I thinking of earlier? I had one in my head, and now I don't remember it. Oh, I got it. All right, Brian, I want you to... Here, let's play the theme.
It's me, Mario!
All right, I'm going to play for you a thing, right? And you're going to see
But you got to stop that shopping music.
Oh, yeah, it's gone now. We're good.
Okay, good.
I'm going to play a little bit of it, and you're going to tell me if you can recognize it, okay? So here we go.
Go.
Let me hit the play button here.
Hold on. Donkey Kong.
Just 1 second. Okay, here we go. Oops. Let's go full volume. Okay, there we go.
Brand gun for the gunner.
Okay. It's a guy talking. Just a second. Let's not have him. No commentary, please. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Found it. I tried to play this.
West Dorado.
Nope. Give it a sec. You may get it. I used to play the crap out of this on a LAN. I had it at my office, and we had this running.
Counter-Strike.
24 hours. No, but you're close.
Oh, wait. I know this. What is this? I need backup. I know that.
This guy really needs backup.
I know. I recognize that. What is that?
Hold on. Let me see if I can get someone to say something in the other team.
They're obviously wearing a lot of... It's like a... Is it a... No, it's not a player. It's a battlefield game almost, but...
You're in the neighborhood.
Right.
Let's see if the chat got it. Nope.
I don't know. That's a good one. I recognize it. It's familiar. Right.
Do you give up?
I give up.
It is Day of Defeat.
Day of Defeat.
Now, this was a World War II mod made for the original Half-Life, and then they have a Source 2 engine version as well.
Right.
It was a mod that was ended up... Valve ended up buying it, in fact. And I wish they would have done more with it, like maybe built on top of it or done some other stuff. But man, Day of Defeat was so much fun. Like, I know it's super arcadey, but it had a lot of, like, cool tactical stuff. You could get on the ground go prone. Like a lot of
What do you call it when you get on the ground? What is it called? Lay flat. What is it?
Military type, you know, movement and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was also very accessible. You could just get in and go and play. And it was all like, you know, push mechanics and command and defense type stuff. And I loved it. I loved playing the Nazis because they had these amazing guns. Not because I agree with Nazi ideology. Okay. Just put that out there. It was real good.
They made some darn good games.
Yep.
Guns.
Yep. It was great. I'd spend nights playing this game. Just all night.
Oh, yeah.
All night playing this. This is what, like 99, 2000, maybe 2001, like that. I was just in this to win this. And it's still up. You can go and play. I tried it the other day. There's still servers running. They're private servers, or not private servers, but public servers like they used to do for all those Half-Life mods.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still plenty of people playing it. And I played. And it was fun. I shot some Nazis and killed some Americans. It was great.
It feels good.
Yeah, feels real good. Feels real good. All right, so there's that. Play yours now. Let's see. Oh, no, I have yours right here. You're not playing
it. I'm
going to
play it. Ready for it? All here right, it comes.
Here comes, everybody. I'm playing his clip. Let's see if we can figure it out. Here we go. Playing now. Okay, it's taking forever to load. Why? Is it on your server? It's taking forever.
Oh, no.
Studio M80.
Yeah.
It's hanging like a ling and jang.
Yeah, it's not going to go. I think something's up.
Oh, here, do you have it? You just put it in Discord and I can play it. It's like the first time we've ever done this show. It's great. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying it. Oh, you're a fast typer. You got caffeine in you or something.
I'm just a fast typer.
Oh, all right. How many words a minute?
Too many.
I can still do about 100 a minute. Something like that. 95 to 100 words a minute. All right. So Brian is now typing it in. We're getting there. We're almost there. He's going.
No, we're not there.
Okay, we're not there. We're not.
I can't find the file.
Okay, we're not there. He's looking for the file. In the meantime, let's get a little Wii Sports going again for Brian while he gets his file. By the way, this file I have is 10 hours.
What?
Of Wii Sports. 10 hours of the title screen just runs. That's what this is right here.
Try clicking on the MP3 file again.
Oh, okay. I'll try it one more time. Here we go. Oh, it's working. Okay. Let me kill this music. Oh, it's very quiet. Hold on. Here, you know what?
It's kind of quiet, isn't
it? It's really quiet. Hold on. I'm going to hold on to your butts, everybody. Hold on. I got ways. I go, oh, shit, that didn't work. Okay, we're going to save that. Hold on a second. This is taking forever. All right, we're killing that. All right, now real quick here. All right, we're back. We now have Brian's file. I'm going to play it. Here it is.
We finally arrived, but our records don't show who played. Great. I'm sure you'll fit right in. Follow me.
2002. Finish your release.
This is an Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah.
Oh, the music too, I can tell.
Yes, we've been expecting you. You'll have to.
Okay, this is Morrowind.
You nailed it. Good job.
Yeah, look at me.
Look at you. 2002's Morrowind. 18 years, Scott.
Holy crap, has it really been that long? That game looks like shit now, by the way.
It looks like poopy.
It really does. At the time, it was like, whoa, look at the graphics. This is the best game ever in the world. And then you know, 18 years later, you're like, oh, okay. Whew. Easy, boys. No, that's awesome. Good pick. And we got to it. So well done. That music, I should have known from the music alone, because that was totally what that was. Now this. All right, quick email from a listener. This is PB. Short for, he says this in his email. Hi guys, Paul Blart here. Then he says in parentheses, P.S. that really is my name. Do you think we actually met a guy? I mean, we got a guy named Paul Blart who called him.
I love it. In.
It's amazing. All right. Oh yeah, your video's weird now. Why?
I know. I was looking at that. It's like I'm on like a video game or something. I kind of like it.
I don't know what that is. It's all pixelated.
I like that little. Yeah, it's like little 8-bit. Is that on the source or is that on the?
No idea. It's part of your shirt too now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, look
I kind of dig it.
Ooh, put your hand there again.
I did. It cleared up when I did that.
No, do it again. Let me see. Dude, look.
Now let's see. What is that? What is that all about?
Oh, I don't like it.
It's happening on my microphone
it's
too?
Freaking me out.
What is that?
Yeah, look, you're getting all patchy.
Yeah. That's wild. I like this. Well, then it cleared up. Look, it cleared up.
If Brian and I were pot smokers.
I just wiped it off. Did you just wipe it right off?
Yeah, you wiped off the digital mess.
How'd that work?
I don't know. Do you have the munchies? Everything all right? All right, so here we go. He says this. Hi, guys. Paul Blart here, claiming that is his real name. What kinds of games did you used to love but can't stand playing anymore? Just can be just a game or a series or a whole genre. Thanks. Keep on booping, says PB. Well, Paul Blart, this is an easy one for me. You ready for this?
Do it. Give me something you hate.
I just can't play them now. I don't like them now. I don't like RTSs. I don't like StarCraft slash, Age of Empires slash Like real-time strategy games used to be a thing I would salivate over. I couldn't wait for the next one. I couldn't wait to try the next one. And unless they do something drastically different in their gameplay, I have no interest in go get the resources, build up the schmear, make some dudes, run the dudes, get killed, try some more, build up your wall. I just have zero interest in it now. And I don't know why. If you tell me it's turn-based, I perk right up. And what's funny is it kind of flipped because when I was into RTSs late 90s, early 2000s, I would have said the opposite. I would have said I don't like turn-based and I love RTS.
Right.
It's all changed. It's all completely flipped now. So whatever that means, that's me. Brian, how about you? Anything you used to love?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I hate, but I've just fallen out of love with any like Call of Duty. I don't know why. I want to get back into it occasionally, and I'm like, I just get in the world and just like, I don't know. I was like, I could be doing something else right now.
Can I interest you in a little game called Day of Defeat? Maybe you'd like that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's French for Day of the Feet.
Day of the Feet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't say it. Like I said, I wouldn't say I hate it. It just doesn't appeal to me right now. Now, I may next year go, all I'm playing right now is Call of Duty. It's the best I've loved this whole series. It's great.
Give me some Call of Duty.
Give me some Call of Duty, but not right now.
Yeah, I get it. I feel that way most of the time, most years. But this is actually the first year, or this 2019 game. It's the first time in a long time I've actually enjoyed playing Call of Duty again, so.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the little Battle Royale piece they had. I enjoyed that for a second.
Yeah, that was good, right? The 4?
Yeah.
Was it 4? No, yeah. Sorry. COD Blops 4 had that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there you go. Call of Optimizing Textures. Yeah. Luck or nut, that's true. There's this weird thing in that game when you log in and you're trying to play. Up top it says downloading optimized textures or optimizing textures, and it says now you can play if you want to, but we'd recommend waiting for this. And I'm like, it says like 2 hours. What are you even talking about? When did it? What is the 100 gig on my hard drive? What is it? Are there no textures in there? Are they not optimized? What are we doing? It's so weird. It's a good game though, that new one. It's very good.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it is. Like I said, I don't know why. It's just one of those things. It's just in and out, in and out.
I get you. Just like your sex. Just like your sex.
That's right. Just like that. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes
you don't. Boopshow@gmail.com is where Paul Blart sent that email. And if you've got your own thoughts about genres or games you think used to be amazing but now kind of blow, send them in. Boopshow@gmail.com or send us a voicemail, 801-471-0462. We could always use more of those. Our website is frogpants.com/BOOP. And you can also find Brian and I on Twitter. Brian's at the Brian Dunaway. I'm at Scott Johnson. Oh no, wait. Are you at the Brian Dunaway? What are you now?
I am at the Brian Dunaway. We had this discussion. Yes, I am always at the Brian Dunaway.
I'm gonna look it up. /the Brian Dunaway.
Absolutely.
Sure enough,
you also
it works.
Can type in mission. You can also type in Mission Deep, but it won't take you to the same place.
So
but it will tell you there the other one to go to the other place.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're the right guy now. Okay. It doesn't
you're
matter.
You're the right guy. You're the right guy now.
You're the right guy for me, Brian. Anyway, so go there. Check it out. We'd love to hear from you on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson. He's at the Brian Dunaway. Also, a quick note. I put up a new, brand new Fred and Can episode or comic strip today.
Yeah.
So if you're into
I prefer
comics,
episode.
Yeah, I don't know why they'd call them episodes. But 4 new panels of a fresh new it's a day in the life of Fred and Can. Available at fredcancomic.com. So go check that out. It's also at frogpants.com. And you can find this show and everything else we do over there at frogpants.com/BOOP. The show is at Boop Show on Twitter as well. I forgot to mention that. All right. I think that's going to do it for us. Brian, final words of wisdom before we go.
Tune in this Thursday when I go back to Link in the Past with Zelda.
Oh, that sounds good.
Link to the Past.
Tell them where your Twitch channel is.
twitch.tv/Brian Dunaway.
That's pretty good. Don't forget also, if you tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, another episode of the Frog Pants Adventure Club.
Ooh,
and tonight, yes. We're going to watch more PSAs, more weird cartoons from the past. Might even be a little racist.
In.
Might be racist, so stick around. Racist is good. Well, only when you're watching.
Racist is good.
Racist,
in this context.
Yeah, in this context. All right, thanks everybody for watching. We'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam. I love steam.